Hi guys, welcome to my Raw You podcast. I am so glad that you're here with me today, that you've pressed play, that you want to delve into some new, raw, honest subjects today. And I have a really good topic to talk about today. I am your host, Holly Barber. I am a personal trainer and nutritionist and just generally a human trying to live life to the fullest and help others along the way. So I really hope that you enjoy this podcast and I would love for you to get involved. I have a feeling that this podcast is going to raise a lot of opinion and a lot of questions, and maybe you just want to voice your opinion to me, to the world, to other listeners. So please feel free. You can use any of my social medias to get in touch at Holly Barber on Instagram or Facebook. You can find me Holly Barber. And yeah, I'd love to know your ideas, your opinions on this. And just remember that everything that you do, everything that you think is justified. So there is some raw topics today that I will get into in a second, but this is a really safe space for me to discuss things with you, and your views will be treated just the same, that they are honest and they are you, and that is okay whether you agree or disagree with me or anything else that I'm going to discuss today. So before we get into the nitty-gritty of today's subject, I want to talk to you about something really exciting that I have been working on with a little team this time, which is new for me, actually. The last few years, I've just got very used to working on my own and doing things myself. And I think it's a really nice thing to be able to just depend on yourself, but it's also a lot of pressure. So I'm learning more and more as I go through this journey of self-employment that it's okay to have other people on board with me. So without further ado, I will tell you what I've been working on. I am hosting with a little team the very first Raw You retreat next May. So this, honestly, as I say it now, I'm sat here with the biggest smile on my face. I'm so excited for this. It's going to be a few days. It's going to be 4 days. I will let you know some of the arrangements and some of the other details later, but I will tell you a few things about it today. So we're going to have so much for you on those 4 days. It is going to be in Spain, quite close to Barcelona, but secluded enough that we have the beautiful countryside right near us as well, which is amazing. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're going to be boxing. We're going to be meditating. You're going to have some delicious food, which is all going to come from my meal planner. So yeah, it's just going to be a fun time for you to enjoy and for you to unwind, for you to work out, for you to listen to your body and your mind. And I want this to be a little bit different to all the other retreats that are out there that are just as amazing. But I really wanted to dig into something that I would want myself. So it's not all yoga and things like that. I think those things, there's a place for those 100%, but this retreat is going to be something very different. So I want you to be able to understand that you can box, you can feel badass, you can feel like you are so powerful, but you can also bring yourself down and realize that you can have downtime, that you can have meditation time. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You can be anyone that you want to be. This is going to be raw you. So I want to see you. And that's going to come in many different forms for many different people. And the team that I have, I'm really excited for this. I'm going to pop some information on my website this weekend for you to take a look at. But I've been working with my two good friends actually as well, Tanya and Sophie, on this. And we are excited. We're excited to do something together, to get our teeth into something and use our skills. So we have Sophie that's going to be doing the food. She's an incredible cook. She's so creative and very patient, a lot more patient than me in the kitchen. And she's going to be taking you through how to have food that's going to nourish your body. I'm going to be there for you to tell you the nutrition side of things with food. We have Tanya, who's going to be the face of the retreat, anything that you need. She's going to be doing the hosting. She's going to be helping you with rooms and different things going on like that. So we're really excited for this, and it's something that I've been wanting to do for years, and things have actually put me off this. And I think It's less to do with being scared, I guess. It's more actually to do with the fact that I was thinking, oh, you know what? There's so many retreats out there. How do I make this one different? How do I make this one exciting for people to come on? Why would people come on this one? And then I thought, no, I just need to strip back. What do people want? So I've been asking my clients, what do you want? I've been thinking about myself, what would I want from this? And now we've come up with this itinerary with this area. It is in a stunning location. I cannot tell you how amazing this is. And we've searched high and wide for the perfect location. Obviously, spaces are going to be limited, so it will be a first come, first serve kind of situation, but I will let you know when tickets are going to go on sale and when you can get booked up. And if you would like any further information at this point, contact me, message me. I will give you as much as I can at this point without giving away too much. We also have some other people that are going to come on board with us as well. So it's going to be really a retreat that has professionals there that are going to give you such an insight into your body, your nutrition, your mindset for sure. Also your mental health. We're going to have some chats. It's just going to be such a nice time. I'm so excited for this. So yes, more on that coming very soon. But first, our topic of the day is children. Are you planning on having children? Do you have children? Do you not want children? I decided to open this up on my social media just to gauge people's responses and to see what we were thinking on this as a whole. And I think the reason I'm doing this podcast today, my thought process on this is that I follow a lot of different people on social media. And there's been a few that have been very popular at the moment on mine there's a documentary coming out about people not having children. And it seems to be a little bit of a divide at the minute, actually. And I think it's leveling out on the fact that some people don't want to have children. They're making that decision and some people do. And, you know, like I said earlier, every opinion is valid. And I very much sit on the fence with this. And this is something that I have thought about. And I'm going to give you my opinion first. I'm going to give you my insight into why I want to do this podcast today and why I want to talk about this today. And then I am going to go to all of the comments that I got on my social media and read a few of those out, because I think it's really interesting the complete diversity that we have at the moment. And times are changing, and I think it's so exciting to acknowledge that at the same time as understanding that some people do want children and some people don't, and that either one is okay. So for me, I turn 30 next week, which is really, actually, I'm quite excited for. I feel like in my 20s, I got to know myself so much more. I got to delve into my own mental health, my physical health. So much has happened in this decade, and I don't know why this makes me emotional talking about it, to be honest. It's really a weird one, but it feels like my 20s were the time that I really got to know Holly, and I got to know what I wanted and how I wanted to do things. And for sure, it's come with ups and downs. I think it's only natural to get to a certain point in life, or even if it's when you're 18 and you look back at your teenage years, 21, 30, 40, and it's natural to look back. And you might be listening to this now thinking, oh, you know, I'm so much older than her. What does she know? And I do get comments like this, oh, 30, you know, oh, to be 30 again. And I get it. But also let me have my time, you know, like let me go through this just how you probably went through this. And that comes with having people that are all older than me around me most of the time. Most of my friends are older than me. And there's some part of me that wants to be a bit like, well, you had that time when you were 30. Everybody has that time. Accept it. Accept that when people do get to a new milestone, that it's actually quite a big deal for them. And it's actually quite a reflective time as well. And I think I've given myself opportunities in my 20s that I never, ever, ever dreamt were even possible, let alone actually do them. So yeah, I feel like I've achieved a lot, and it's, I'm not freaking out about being 30. I am freaking out a little bit about the fact that I'm 30 and I'm like, what has happened? It's gone so quickly. I remember being, and this is cliche, I get it, and I get that there's people older than me out there, but I remember being 12, 13 and being so confused at life, at what was going to happen to me, where I was going to go, what was going on in my life, and confused about things. And then to this moment now, I feel like I've just flicked a switch and suddenly I'm 30 and I've done all this stuff. And yeah, for sure, I feel accomplished and I don't feel like I've got anything to prove it to anyone, but I also feel like I'm just a little bit closer to being old and I'm a bit scared about that. But on the other side of the coin, I am also very excited for my 30s. I feel like because I made a lot of mistakes and a lot of lessons, I'm not going to call them mistakes, this is raw you, I learned things from the things that I did in my life and my past. And now I'm going into my 30s a bit more sure of myself. And for sure, there's going to be some more lessons that need to be learned. But I'm sure of myself. I'm sure of what I want. And I'm sure that I'm going to get there. I just feel like I've got a bit more confidence now. So it's a nice time for me, if not a little bit scary, because you know, we're all getting old. I was watching Friends yesterday. Have you seen it with the Joey, the episode with Joey, where he's like, why, God, why? This is kind of me at the moment. Anyhow, moving on. It also got me thinking, because I do get questions sometimes about, oh, you know, when are you gonna settle down? Are you going to get married? Are you going to have a child? And the child thing has come up a lot, actually, in the last couple of months. I don't feel so pressured, because I think the people that are important to me couldn't care less whether I had a child or not, to be honest. I think they just want me to be happy, which is the best. But at the same time, I do feel like I need to have an answer now. And I have had a few comments from some friends, the majority of which have children, saying, you know, your biological clock is ticking. That is a fact. And as shitty as that comment can seem to people that don't want children or that are not ready to even think about having children, it is a fact. I have a client, and I know she won't mind. I've asked her if she minds about this conversation that we had only yesterday. She works in a fertility clinic here in Barcelona, and she said to me, you know, if you do want to freeze eggs, I would do it now, because actually your eggs really decrease from being, you know, at 21, I think she said. And at 30, they're very much going on the down, you know, it's going to be harder every year to get pregnant. And I'm like stood there, and she's laughing at me because I'm like, what? I just told her about a leaf that had come on my plant at the studio. And this is not a joke. My clients will know how excited I am about this leaf this week. So am I ready to start thinking about freezing eggs? Absolutely not. And do I want children? I don't know. I'm not sure. I would say right now, in this very present moment, and this is okay if this changes, if someone put a gun to my head and said I had to make a decision, which of course they're not, this is all hypothetical, I would say no. And I think that may change. The one thing that I've kept in my head since being young, and I was never the girl that wanted to play with babies, with dolls, with all of that stuff. I was very much more, and my mum was really good at this, at making things very neutral for me and my brother. So I wanted to play with action men a lot of the time. I wanted to play with, you know, trucks and cars, and I wanted to go outside and climb trees. And then there were some times where I wanted to wear dresses, and I had that real, there was no issue with what I wanted to do, but I've never dreamt of having a pram and being a mum. And I've never had that overwhelming urge as of yet to procreate. Does that mean that I never will have that? No, and I don't want to put that much pressure on myself now at 30, nearly. I'm 29, still in my 20s, of saying, yes, I do want to do that. And yeah, it's such a weird subject, isn't it, to talk about? And it makes me a little bit uncomfortable, I've got to admit, and in a good way, because, you know, this is raw you. This is what this podcast is for, is to make people think and maybe feel a little bit uncomfortable, is all okay. And at the same time, I thought about this subject the other day and I thought, who can I talk to about this? Let's do a podcast, because that is exactly what I wanted from this. I wanted people's opinions and I wanted you to know that you're not alone in your thought process, the same as I'm not. So why not sit here? It's a bit weird, isn't it? I'm sat here with a microphone instead of talking. But anyway, I feel very connected to you all who are listening to this, so it's okay. And I felt like I just wanted to get it out and see what people were thinking. And it's been really nice, actually, in a weird way. And don't get me wrong, I have heard a lot of stories today about people who can't have children and how heartbreaking that is for them, people who have lost children. And that is, I cannot even imagine, I cannot even comprehend that kind of pain to feel that way. And don't get me wrong, those opinions are there and they're facts and people find it hard. But at the same time, I'm also reading things on the other spectrum of people that don't want children or people that have had children and are so happy with it. And it's not everyone's happy with a situation, but at the same time, there's so many different opinions and it makes me feel like I'm not alone in this. And it's not just women, it's men as well. We are not alone in our thought processes. It's all right to be confused. It's all right to ask other people's opinions and to make it public knowledge that if you want a child or if you don't want a child, and live with that, that's okay. We're in 2019. And I think one thing that I always said to myself is just never say never and never say forever in anything in life, in relationships, in having children, in decisions. I don't know how I'm going to feel. I might go full 180 in a year's time and be like, right, I want children. I want 20 kids. I don't think that will happen, but I'm giving myself enough freedom to be able to change my mind. I think for me, the main thing that I thought about with having children and the main reason that I would want children is because I always said I wanted the full human experience of being a woman, being a human, carrying a child, giving birth even to that child, and then feeling those emotions, those hormones, what it feels like to have a human being dependent on me, maybe even looking like me. That would be my main reason, I think, if I did ever have children. Don't get me wrong, there has been times in my life where I have been with exes and they've wanted children 100%. There's been no doubt in their mind that they want children. And part of the reason why those relationships didn't work was because I wasn't ready to have children. And I have a lot of people around me, a lot of family, friends that had children when they were very young. And for whatever reason that happened, they're amazing parents, but it just was never for me. I never wanted to have a child young. I never wanted to bring another human into this world. And for me, it's kind of mind-blowing that I can create a human being with another human being and then be responsible for it. Not in a scary way, just in more like a, oh my goodness, how incredible is our humans to be able to do that? But it's such a big deal. And for me, it would be a real big deal. It would be life-changing. It would be a huge thing that I would have to think about and have to weigh up my options and have to be fully kind of ready for, I guess. And so many people that I speak to now say, oh, you know, you're never quite ready for a child and you don't know if it's the right time, but they've lived with it. And so, yeah, maybe it won't happen for me. Maybe it will happen for me. But at the same time, I would never be in something that I felt pressured to do that either way. I think we also have to acknowledge here that if one person in a relationship does want a child and the other one doesn't, that's not going to work long term. And I really feel like in this day and age, we do have a choice and you don't have to go along with your partner. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you really don't want children, but you're feeling pressured into it, please try and have a conversation. I'm not saying walk away, but I'm trying to say you do have a choice. Same on the other hand, if you really want a child and your partner is adamant that they don't, please try and have your own mind and your own opinions on this based on you, not based on other people. And for sure, like today, I've listened to, and I've read so many opinions on this and so many stories from people coming forward, and I'm so grateful to you all for this, because it really has opened my mind a lot, and I've learned a lot today. But at the same time, I will take all of these on board and still have my own opinion on this. So yeah, it's funny, isn't it? 30, and I'm sat here doing a podcast about whether I want kids. And I think people do feel that pressure, don't they? It's so funny. One of my clients, Kathy, actually, she got engaged last week. So congrats, Kathy and Brendan. But she messaged me today and said, you know, that she does feel now that people are asking her within a week of being engaged, oh, is the next step a baby then? And it's kind of scary, isn't it? It's scary to think, wow, that's how, are we still there in this modern age society that we think that's the only way to go? Or, you know, and I get it. I really do get like the idealistic thing. I have urges now. I have moments where I'm like, oh, I want a family. I want to have that unit. I want to feel supported and give support and be so unshakable as a family unit. But flipping a coin again, I'm being very cynical to myself today, that is that idealistic? Is that too idealistic? Is that how I'm programmed to think over years of indoctrination, but also biology, that is the only way? And it's kind of the same, and yeah, I'm going to link to veganism now, but it's kind of the same as, well, we eat meat because we've always ate meat, and we consume animal products because, well, that's just what we've always done. And I think if we stayed in those very singular, because we've always done it, ideas, nothing would change. So in that way, I do feel more towards the side of, well, if I don't get married or I don't have children, then that's okay too. You know, it doesn't make me any less of a human. It doesn't make me any less of a person. And on that note, whilst I look through some of the comments and messages that I've had on this subject, there is a lot of women who would want children who can't. And that's, as I said before, this is a really difficult subject to even discuss, because I don't pretend to understand how that feels. But you know, there's Carleen, Leanne, Elizabeth on my Facebook post today that can't have children for different reasons. And they say that they do feel the pressure. So Carleen said that she feels ashamed to say she can't have them, like she's failed as a woman and can't naturally have kids. And she just ends up shrugging off their questions with, I'm happy as I can be with my dogs and my cats. And I think that really struck a chord with me today, because we forget that actually just the most smallest of comments can be so hurtful to some women, some people, some humans, some men as well, of course, but I'm talking about biologically not being able to have children. And I think never, a lot of different people as well have said about adoption and that there's an option there. And even if you can't biologically have a child, there is always that option of adoption. And I think that's a really important subject to just touch on, is that, you know, there's so many children out there in this world that need a family, that need a mother, and a mother can come in all forms. You know, it doesn't have to be blood, for sure. But yeah, having that constant pressure is tough. And I think you do get asked it. You do get asked if you're going to have children. And I think when I am with someone, or if I'm in a relationship with someone, it's not something that I've ever felt like I had to have a conversation about. But it is kind of now that I've got older, it's kind of, where do they sit with that? And it's a weird one, because it's also, you want to please them, you like a relationship that you're in, but at the same time, what if I said to a man, or a woman, I guess, but because I'm with men, if I said to a man, I can't have children, I can only imagine how that would feel, because it's kind of what we're expected to do as women, isn't it? That we're just expected to be mothers, and we're expected that everything is going to work okay. And there's, of course, there's IVF, there's different options these days, but a lot of the time it doesn't work for so many women. And I think reading this post just through my Facebook friends, people that I have on Facebook, And seeing all of these comments from these women that cannot have children is a lot more common than I thought, to be honest. And this is just a handful of people that are saying how they find it very difficult. And, you know, I can only imagine that. I can only imagine that kind of pain and pressure that they feel from that. And I think definitely, I also spoke to Leanne on Facebook here as well. And I just said that in this time, I'm always a big advocate for mental health. And if you're feeling like you're struggling with any decisions that you need to make in your life, or you have something that you want to discuss with people, therapy, a psychologist is, I would recommend 100% for any of these subjects. There is people who specialize in this type of psychology, in this type of therapy. So there's always help out there. So if you're listening to this and you're feeling a bit overwhelmed, or you need to talk to somebody, please do talk to a professional. Okay. This is just an opinion podcast. So please get some help if you need it. There's no shame in that whatsoever. There's also some people that have said, yep, I've had children, and they've just always known that they wanted children. Ashley said that she works with them from being young, and now she has 4 children and she's really happy with that. Carly, she has 1, she's pregnant with the 2nd, and she's also had 2 miscarriages. And she said here, actually, this is a really poignant thing that she said. I think I speak for many women when I say there is always a pressure to have them. If you're in your late 20s, early 30s, it's when are you going to have kids? When are you going to get married? And as a woman, you get congratulated as soon as you get married at your own wedding with the opening, oh, it'll be kids next. When you've had one, it's when are you having another? It's actually nonstop. And for someone who finds it hard to reach full term in pregnancy, this pressure is stressful. And yeah, I know Carly, and I know that her babies are so wanted. And it's funny, isn't it? Because it's kind of like, God, it's never good enough. Things are never good enough. And we have to start talking more openly about this subject, I think, and just knowing that it's all right if you do, and it's all right if you don't. And you just need to find your way with this, but please don't feel pressured either way. And, you know, I hate to be this person that pulls people up on everything that they say and do, but if you do have somebody in your life that's giving you insensitive comments around children, around marriage, or pressuring you into things that you don't particularly want to discuss, you're allowed to say that. You have the permission to say, actually, do you know what? This subject is just something that I'm not comfortable with talking about right now. Maybe in the future, but for now, can we just not? And you don't have to be that dick to do it. You can just say that. You are allowed to say these things to people. You are the most important person. Francesca as well. I know Francesca well. And this is actually, I'm going to mention something now that she's not mentioned, but I know that is very close to her heart as well. We both know each other because we both had blood clots. Funny way to start knowing someone, isn't it? But we met on a Facebook group, and for her, it's been difficult with her pregnancies because she is on blood thinners, and she's had all of these problems with her blood, with blood clots and everything else. And for me, if I ever got pregnant, my doctors have made this clear that it would have to be a planned situation. Because of the medication that I take, it wouldn't be possible for me to be pregnant. It wouldn't be good for the child or for me. Because of the damage that I had on my heart and my lungs, I would have to have a cesarean, a C-section. And I think I was talking about someone with this as well. I think this is Kathy as well, one of my other clients. And she said the same, that she said that she would rather have a C-section. And I know there's a lot of stigma around this, isn't there? A lot of people are like, oh yeah, but this, but that, and well, whatever. But I don't have a choice in this, that I would have to have a C-section, and it would be a very, very high risk pregnancy, not just to the child, but to me. So do I want to put myself through that? Now, I felt some pain in my life, and I'm not for one second, mamas, don't come at me, I'm not for one second saying that childbirth is any more or less pain than what I felt. But having had heart, lung problems and been in that amount of pain, do I want to do that to myself for the sake of fulfilling a need in me to procreate? I'm not so sure if I want to do that high risk thing to me. I want to preserve my life for as long as possible, and I want to live healthy and happy without pain. And I think if that would be the case, that I would be in so much pain and it would be as bad as some doctors make out. I don't really want to go through that. So I don't know, maybe things will change. But Francesca says, you and I are the same age. I have three children and constantly I'm either being asked, when am I going to have another? Or the big one for her is, aren't you going to try for a girl? Because she has three beautiful boys. Or have you given up now? And she said, I think if I did go for number four, then I'd feel an almighty pressure on the whole gender subject as well, because I have all boys. And then she says, oh, you don't want any more now you've got three. And it's funny, isn't it? It's like what Carly said, people are just never satisfied for you. And wow, it's such an eye-opening world, this, isn't it? Tracy says she has two, daughter age seven and son age three. I always knew that I would be a mother. I think I've had that comment a lot, actually, that they've always knew that they would be a mother. I felt like it was meant to do this for and longed for it for a long time. It's been everything I expected and more, and a whole lot harder than I ever imagined too. Her daughter has ADHD and it's heartbreaking to watch her struggle, but she wouldn't change that for the world. We're lucky parents. But she also says, on the other hand, our best friends are a couple and have no interest in having children and they never will. That is their choice and their decision. After all, it's their life. I think it's a very personal decision and not the life choice for everyone, and that's absolutely okay. I think that's such a nice thing to say as a parent, actually, because a lot of the people who say to me, when are you having children? Or, you know, you should start thinking about freezing eggs, la la la, are people who have children. And I think we need to kind of bridge that gap a bit between people who have and people who don't, and not make it an us and them thing. There is a documentary coming out, actually. There is a documentary on someone who doesn't want children, and it's a UK documentary, and they are making it to do with kind of the controversial side of having a child-free life. It's in theatres on the 15th of November, and yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it, to be honest. I think with anything, there is extremists, isn't there? There's people who want to voice their opinion in any way possible. And that can be so amazing. For example, the climate change stuff and some aspects of veganism and animal rights, human rights, feminism, there is their place for that. And I do agree with that. But with the whole child and no child thing, I do think that it shouldn't be a me and them situation. And we shouldn't put each other down for the same thing. You know, we are all different. So I'll be interested to watch that. I will probably watch it for curiosity, the same as a lot of people will, which I think is why these things become so popular in the first place. It's to kid or not to kid. And yeah, have a look at that, see what you think, and let me know about that one. I'm interested to hear what you think about it as well. Laura on Facebook says, oh my God, I could write you an essay, but I'll try and keep it short. I'm absolutely desperate for a baby. I don't feel like a particularly maternal person, but my mum died when I was very young. So I feel this urge to sort of carry on where she left off, or to keep the torch alive for her, if that makes any sense. My mum had me very late. And then she's put in brackets, late for the 90s. She was 39 and passed from cancer just before she turned 50. My cancer risk is extremely high, so I feel like I need to become a mom as soon as possible, just in case the worst happens, so I get to spend as long as possible with my children and they get to spend as long as possible with me. We've got a detailed plans in place, so fingers crossed for a 2020 pregnancy. And that's tough. That's a tough one. I think there is a lot of different ways to look at that as well. And Laura, my goodness, if you want this that bad, you run with it. You can. And it's okay to say that you really want children and you really want that situation for yourself. And good luck to you for sure. And just listen to your body. And yeah, I think people who really want children should go for it for sure. And people who don't feel the pressure to. On the other hand, we have someone else as well who has messaged me with a complete opposite argument here. So he said, we're the first generation that can actually choose if we want them. Lots of reasoning is we always have done it, but we can actually choose now. Life is so amazing and short. It's the best experience ever. There's no need to stop that to raise another one that does exactly the same as you. Creating a new life is like a virus that needs to stay alive. The species wants to repopulate. We don't have to anymore. For the first time in history, which makes it a selfish choice now. When you create new life, your own life as you know it is over, whether you like to admit it or not. All your energy, resources, money, and life go to raising that new life. Why? They have the same thing as you. You already have it. Use it to the max. Make your own life exciting without needing to do that to another one. Yeah, I understand. I can see this. He's also ended with travel, work, made the world a better place, look after yourself and take care of an animal if you want some caring done. So yeah, interesting one there. We've got a very two-sided opinions here. I think that's all well and good saying both sides, and I do see the point in both sides. I think personally I'm more siding towards the make your life as fulfilling as possible without feeling the need to procreate, but I completely understand that the wants to have a family, to be a mother and have that need fulfilled. I understand that that's a human experience and that's what we have always done. And saying that, then I hear myself going towards the other opinion of the guy who said that, yeah, we have always done things and now we do have a choice. So make that choice. Mike over on Facebook has said, it is considered selfish if a man says that he wants kids. I think that is such an interesting perspective because this is such a woman topic, I think. We talk about it a lot more. But what if a man wants a baby and the woman doesn't? And is that considered selfish? I'm not sure. I'm not sure where I sit with that one. That's a difficult one, but a very interesting perspective. Thank you for bringing that one. Sarah on Facebook, I never wanted children. People find it very difficult to understand and accept it. I often get told I'd feel different about kids if I had my own, but I just never wanted them. And that's funny, isn't it? How people find it difficult to understand that. It's crazy. It's crazy either way, isn't it? When you think about it, people have such a opportunities these days that they can do whichever they want if they have the opportunity to, and their body works in different ways, you know, people who can't have children who are so desperate for them as well. Jenny, we have been trying for many years and had 3 miscarriages. I hear daily, when are you 2 having a baby? You're getting older now, your window may pass. Oh, that one, your window may pass. My goodness, I get that. It upsets and hurts me. It's not that easy. I get told off friends and work colleagues, or all I have to do is look at him and bang, I'm pregnant. It's heartbreaking. And I get that. I do get that. I think people mean well. I really do. And I think we have to, Elizabeth said this earlier on my Facebook as well, is that with these comments, and we think it's very insensitive and it can be very insensitive, I think people's hearts are in the right place with it. And I think that people just want you to be happy at the end of the day. And if they don't, stop surrounding yourself with people like that. You don't need people like that that don't want you to be happy. Lizzie, we want children. We had a miscarriage in 2016. It broke me completely. Never knew I wanted one so badly until it was taken away from me. I can only imagine how that feels. I think, and this is honestly, I'm not a professional with this kind of thing. This is just my opinion. But I think try and look after yourself in that situation as well. It's got to be tough. Get the professional help, not just physically, but mentally, because that's got to be tough to deal with, to think that, and I've had a lot of these comments today, that your body doesn't work how it should, that you're not a real woman. These are things that you're thinking about, and that's not nice, is it? I also have a client, and I know she won't mind me saying this, but she struggled with eating disorders and not having periods. And I mean, every time now it's a celebration when she does have one, she's in recovery, but at the same time, it's that taken away from you. I don't want that taken away from me. I still want to feel like a woman, and just the basic things like having a period is being a woman, isn't it? And we're labeled as women because of these things, and it's got to be tough to then have that taken away. So Claire has two girls, eldest is 6, youngest is 3, and we will not be having any more. She seems quite adamant about that. She adores both of them so much and cannot express the love that she feels for them. It's overwhelming. Everyone should do that at some point in their lives. Along with that comes a lot of hard work. She works full time and has a busy job as well, plus daily chores and routines, after school activities. It gets a little too much sometimes, but that's where I consider myself lucky, as I have a husband who is not afraid to help around the house or with the girls' activities. And then she's ended with one that's a really nice one, actually, a really nice comment. There are too many rules and regulations these days on when people think women should have babies, get married and all the rest of it. Truth is, do what makes you happy and don't feel pressured either way to be a certain way in life. Some of us are lucky to even have children, so cherish those bad days too. That's a really nice one. Hannah as well, ever the opinionist, love it. She's very like me in that respect, and I love you for it. She's put, don't have children yet, not sure I want them. Sometimes I do think it would be nice to pass my genes on to another generation, but I've never been super maternal, if I'm honest. However, with my condition, I don't know how practical pregnancy will be. This is exactly what I was saying earlier as well. And carrying my own weight can be a stress sometimes. It scares the life out of me. I don't really feel pressured because I couldn't give a F-U-C-K what other people think about my decisions. I'm more worried about getting older and one day deciding I really want kids and it being too late. However, I'm only 28 at the moment, but I do feel like I've got quite a bit of time. I get that, Hannah. I get it, girl. And I think this is something else, and I'm going to say something quite controversial now, so I hope you all still want to listen to my podcast after this. I see sometimes people getting to a certain age, and I think if you ask them honestly, and I've had some honest chats with some friends of mine who are in their 40s, who haven't had children for whatever reason, and they do regret that decision, I think we can't live our lives thinking, what if I regret something? I think we just have to go with how we feel. And if it wasn't meant to be, then you didn't, you know, you made that choice not to do it. I'm sure you had other things in your life that were fulfilled. And yeah, when people are, women especially, are at that age, I do think, and there is a lot of studies to show this, that we have hormones that don't get used as much. And we do have hormones biologically to care, to nurture, that kind of thing. I think that it can come with from a man as well, but majority of our hormones are to procreate. As a woman, I think that's what you have. So I think some people do get to a certain age and it's more, they feel like they've not achieved, so they end up doing something completely sporadic or what's considered as crazy. And that's a hard one, because for me, I don't want to get to an age where I think I've made a mistake, but I also don't want to get to an age where I think I've made a mistake but have another human in front of me looking at that mistake. That is difficult. And yeah, I see that. What other comments have we had here? We've had so many comments. It's so nice to see. Lizzie, friend of mine, she is 28 and absolutely no desire so far. She has a small moments where she thinks, oh, that'd be kind of cool, but it never ever turns into a longing for children. I've taken a long time to get my life to somewhere steady and happy. It's where it wants to be right now, and I need to focus on being the best version of myself. Mentally, I'm not ready to bring a child into the world right now. I have to all the cool auntie bones in my body, but zero maternal ones at the moment. That's amazing, isn't it? Good for you, Lizzie. I feel the same. I think I'm kind of here as well. I never want to say never, and I never want to say definitely, but right now in my life, I don't have any desire. I want to concentrate on myself. And it's so true, and it's so nice what you say. It's so nice to hear another woman saying, I want to be the best version of myself. I think that's such a nice thing to say. And we talk about self-love and self-care, and I know Lizzie quite well, and she has been on such a journey that actually it's really nice to hear her saying this now, that she wants to just concentrate on herself. And that's such a nice thing to say. Like, I'm smiling from ear to ear reading some of these comments. Alina, I always knew I wanted kids. I just did not know when. Then I met my husband and we have a baby girl and a boy. I think that's a really nice thing as well, that you people feel like they're really happy with that. Amber, she has 3. I fell pregnant with my first at 16, had her at 17, had my second at 18, my third at 25. I've always wanted children, but I was just a child myself when I had my first and second. I had a difficult childhood, and I think I felt having a baby to love and care for was my chance to escape this and do better. Ooh, that's a really good comment. It's a really good thought process. Looking back, I wish I had experienced life a little bit more before having them, but more importantly, I wish I had my first and second with the right person. However, of course, I would not change them now. I think that's definitely a given, Amber. Her eldest has disabilities, and I'm very proud of myself for doing the right by her and being a single mother to her for a lot of her life until I met my current partner. Raising a child with additional needs is challenging, but she was my first, so I know no different. We now have a blended family with both my partner and I having 2 children each from previous relationships and having our youngest daughter together. It's dysfunctional, but works perfectly. That's so nice to hear. And we're happy, and so are they. I couldn't imagine life without children. They give me a purpose and inspire me to do well in life, as I am setting a good example to them. I live for making memories as a family, and I have my own dad to thank for this, as he was all about making magical memories. How amazing that she's so honest that she had a difficult childhood, and maybe she had children for the wrong reasons, but she's made it work. And I think that's so amazing to hear that as well. It's so nice that she did that. And I think just looking back, she wished she'd experienced more of life. And I am glad that I've experienced my life, I guess, a lot more than I probably would if I would have succumbed to the pressures that I felt when I was a teenager or my early 20s or with exes that really wanted children. I'm glad that I said no. I'm glad that I was able to do that. But I have all the admiration for the women that had children and made it work. That's amazing. I've not spoke to Sophie in ages. Hello, Sophie. Sophie Kelly, I don't want them and feel there is such an expectation to have them. When I'm with friends' kids, it's often assumed that it makes me broody. And she's put, it does not. It reaffirms my decision to not want them, not because I don't love them, but because it isn't for me. That is such an important point, I think, that she's made there. And one that I was thinking about actually yesterday is that because I don't know if I want children doesn't mean that I don't like children. I adore babies. And, you know, my clients, my friends will tell you when they come to me with a child, I'm like, oh my goodness. I go all mushy. I do all the right noises. And I'm genuinely interested in that child. Children fascinate me. I think they're amazing and I love children. I'm just not sure if I want my own. And I think a lot of time when you say that you don't want a child, it's like you're being this feminist person who's going against what you should do, like a bit of a rebel, and it means that you instantly, oh, I don't want children. And that's not how it is. It's just you have different opinions and different things in your life that actually I don't want them, but it doesn't mean that I don't like them. She's told that she will feel different as and when I'm with someone, but she doesn't want children and she doesn't see it as a bad thing. She loves her life. She's put, I love my life, my freedom, my lifestyle. I wouldn't have that with kids and I don't want to lose it. The older I get, she's 31 now, the less I want them, to be honest. It's really nice to hear how open and honest you are. Catherine as well, she's put, it's a really good topic, Holly. Thank you. I really wanted to delve into this today, so I'm glad that people are liking this topic. I think people can be very insensitive about a very private subject. People feel like they can just say things to you. I feel very bad for the amount of questions we get asked as women, and often it's by other women. I don't think I've ever had a man ask me if I've ever thought about having kids or when or why not, etc. We can often be our own worst enemies in this. How true. I think as women, I know that my demographic for this podcast is majority women. So I'm going to say that. I'm going to say, people, please just give ourselves a break and not tear each other down and try and accept that other people have different ideas of what they want and ideas of having children, and that is okay. Some really nice comments there from my Facebook group. I'm glad I've done this today. I'm glad that I've opened this up and I'm getting so many different insights. Caroline has messaged me as well, and this is a really nice comment and very articulated in a very nice way, a lot better than I could do, I think. She has put, being 37, unmarried and in no rush, and with no kids, it's something I have a lot of opinions on. I've been back and forth on it, but ultimately don't want to carry my own child. That I'm 100% on. I'm fairly certain I don't want children at all, but I'm conscious people change their minds, so I'm leaving the adoption door open. And I've always known that adoption was more appealing to me than having my own children. Hear, hear. Nice point. I find the idea that a child has to be biologically mine, especially when there are so many children not getting a real chance in life, kind of weird. I can understand that. For now, I feel like raising a child will be all-encompassing and there are too many things to do and bigger battles to fight to consider it. I like my life now, but I also love the possibilities in life without children. Having kids seems to close so many doors more than it does to open them. Remember, this is her opinion. You can disagree with this, you can agree with this, it's all okay. I found that the attitudes of others frustrating, like they see my life of being the same as it was in my mid-20s and I must be out every night, no responsibilities, that I must be flighty and selfish, which is wildly different than how I see myself or how my life really is. Exactly. It's funny, isn't it? People think that when you don't want children that you just want to party all the time and be single. You know, you can still want that family unit, that great career, that hard work. It just, you know, you can sit wherever you want with this. I told my ex 2 months into the relationship I probably didn't want children, and he said that was fine. 3 years later, when I set up my own business and he twigged that I really was putting my life and career as a priority over having kids, the relationship started to break down and I couldn't survive it. I became selfish, in inverted commas. However far we've come, there's still a perception that women must have kids to be complete and that we must be a bit broken not to. That will change our minds or regret it. Personally, I think bringing a child into an overpopulated, under-resourced world to satisfy a basic urge to be needed is probably more selfish than choosing not to have kids, but that's not a popular opinion. And then she's like, I could go on for days, but that's probably more than enough. That's such a funny one, isn't it? I think she's made such a good point there as well with the adoption and actually the point that the world is very overpopulated, under-resourced, and yeah, does this world need more children at the moment? I'm erring on the side of no. And I wonder how many people are thinking in terms of adoption. I wonder how many people or what the no is for that. And I think it's actually a very okay thing to say. I did get a message off someone else this morning as well that said they did think of adoption, but if they were going to have a child, they would want it to be a product of them and their partner. And I get that. I can see that. I can see why you would want that. And I think for me, I'm, as I say, on the fence with this, but I do sometimes feel that urge to have the family unit, to procreate with the person that I'm in love with, to make a little him or a little me and a product of us both. And I get that, but I'm not entirely clueless to the other side of the responsibility that comes with that and also the environmental impact that comes with that as well. Elvira has messaged me as well, and she said that there is always pressure. When she didn't have her child, a lot of people asked, like, why don't you have any? Why are you waiting? TikTok, the biological clock is running. And she said that for her, already sad because she had difficulties getting pregnant was really hard. Then when her child arrived, and again, people asking, when do you get a sibling? Oh, it's so sad not to have any brothers or sisters. Then you have an only child, they're going to become spoiled. And then she's put, the good part is that when you get a little older, they'll lose the part of shame for not being as they told you and answer better to those comments. But the pressure is always there and some days are tougher than others. I can imagine. That's difficult, isn't it? You know, you have this child that you really want, but then at the same time, you're like, when are they going to have a sister or brother? My goodness, this pressure that we feel, women, stop. Stop it. Heather, one of my clients as well, who has the most beautiful little boy that I adore, she has said that the two biggest things that she'd share, that she wishes that fertility was part of women's health so that we could be more aware, just like BP, cholesterol levels, etc. For example, when she went in to see about artificial insemination, she was told that her reproductive health was 10 years older than her actual age. And I think we should let women know to request some fertility panels as part of their regular healthcare. It's a very, very good point. really nice point. I feel like if a lot of women would know about this earlier and know that these things are normal and a lot more of this is happening than probably we think, then it can become normalized and maybe even help some women to have children if they want them. The second is that life is equally amazing with or without having children, and we shouldn't judge ourselves on whether or not we can choose, can't choose, or choose not to have children. It is another one of those metrics that we're supposed to judge ourselves on as women, just like size or beauty, and we need to drop it. Celebrate having children, but celebrate being a woman without kids too. Hallelujah. Aw. It made me a bit emotional, that one again. I'm just emotional today. I love it. Just because, yeah, we were actually talking yesterday, funnily enough, in our session, that this whole notion that weight comes with your worth, and this is another subject that I will talk about another day, but having that stigma that health equals what you weigh, or weight equals how healthy you are. And yeah, we just need to drop that shit. It's so not true. It's so not true. And it's the same with having children as well. Katia, the lovely Katia, has messaged me as well. And she said, yeah, that her idea of having children has changed a lot from being around 18 and had a first boyfriend and had that whole romantic idea of having your own family as a young person. And over the years, she had a time where she was totally against it in a personal case, as she felt there was no way she could ever be a good mom or raise a human being because she's not stable or mentally ready. I think it was a good thing, as I am conscious of my reality still being an undergrad and single at the time. Then when she was around 25, she says that she had a pretty serious relationship for a couple of years before moving to Barcelona, and I was quite ready to settle down and have a family, but he already had a child and wasn't in any kind of rush, so we were taking things quite slow. And then she's put in brackets, thank God. That's what I mean, all of these things in hindsight, it's probably a good thing. Over those years, I had also thought, which I still hold, of wanting to adopt, as I strongly believe the world doesn't need more people. More and more, we are unsure of humanity continuity in maybe 50 years, or at least how the world will be in terms of resources and environment. And in the last 2 to 5 years, things haven't really been getting better politically or economically. Very important point. It would be really scary for her at the moment to bring in a new life into this world. Adopting a child due to all that and giving that child is actually looking for a family seems to be the most rational and emotionally grounded idea. Nonetheless, there's that thing about having your own child. I think we're culturally imposed or more accepted to have your own child. Although it may be challenging and changing, adopted children were erased or judged 10 years ago, whereas not so much now. It's a very important point she's saying there, that, you know, it will be judgy to have a child that's a different race to you. And I think now it's so much more accepted. And she ends to say that adoption is the solution to many things nowadays, socially in terms of human values. And I think, yeah, she says something else as well about the media and making it popular. And she says, let's make adoption cool, make it cool to adopt and help and educate people to rationalize a bit the idea of having a family instead of the idea of a child looking like you, makes it more of a child to you than the child was born from another mother. So important, isn't it? Love and connection comes to do with so much more than just having like the same blood, doesn't it? But yeah, really nice there, really nice comment. I really like that one. Rachel as well, one of my wonderful clients. She has a daughter. She is nearly 5 years old, and she says she's in theory a single mother, although her dad is fantastic and is always there. One quote that she saw and that she will never forget now, because she is a working mum as well, is, "We expect women to work as if they don't have children and raise children as if they don't work." That is powerful, isn't it? I know I've got a lot of mamas out there that are listening to this that work. And she's put, "This sums up working motherhood in the 21st century perfectly. There is so much pressure to succeed at work and succeed at home. No time to actually look after yourself as a woman." Amazing. I love that. I love that, Rachel. Thank you for giving us that insight as well. I think it's a really important one, that with the career thing as well. I think that people think, well, we can have it all now, you know, we have nannies, we have people, but at the end of the day, we also have to look after ourselves. And I think whatever decision you're making in life, whether you want to be a mother or not, has to come from a place of selfishness and love for yourself more than anybody else. I've had so many comments on here. I'm not going to read all of them out. I'm not going to get round to it. But if you have got anything that you want to add to this today's discussion, I would love to hear from you. I will keep the thread open and public on my Facebook page. It's just Holly Barber on Facebook. So please feel free. I did get an interesting one in from Caris, actually, who she admits that she's not the most maternal person in the world. She never really thought about wanting children and she doesn't particularly like being around them. But the last few years, as she's got a steady job, she's got a new house with her boyfriend, she does feel more like now that she would be ready to have a child. And she also told me about a subject at work about a woman who said that she didn't want children, and all the other women in the office were gossiping about that and making it like she was some sort of demon for not having children. It's funny, isn't it? It's like what Catherine said, where I think we're our own worst enemy with this situation, and it cannot be linear, you know? It's not never going to be the same. We're not all going to have the same opinions and the same things as well. Michelle has said on Facebook, I'm just going to do a couple more because they're so good. I got married, got hounded when we were having children. Pippa, her daughter, took over 2 years to happen, and it was the hardest thing ever mentally. She was born and we got when you having another. That seems to be a common theme, doesn't it? You have one and then it's like, oh. You actually can't enjoy your own life these days. Anyway, many years later, we decided to go again, and shock, another 2 years passed before our little rido happened. And guess what? We hear all the time, I love my children more than life, but some people really need to do think before they're opening their mouths. That's such an important one, isn't it? That one, to just think and actually think to yourself, well, if someone doesn't want children or they've had one, then that is okay. And if someone doesn't want more than one, also okay. I've had a few things on Instagram as well. I've had Lucy respond saying, yes, she does want children one day, but very, very aware of the financial cost and time needed. I think that that is a really important one as well, isn't it? Because babies cost money, right? And I'm not sure that I want to spend that money on a baby just yet. I want to go on holiday. I want to spend flights, and that's fine. I'm not judging you if you have got a child. I think that's the most important thing. If we take away anything from this podcast today, is that we're not judging people either way. Catherine on Instagram said that she's want them, but only if she found the right man, and she's not 100% sure then. Her mum had her when she was very, very young, and she didn't want that for herself. And people always ask her when she's going to get a boyfriend and stuff as well. And yeah, I think it's funny, isn't it? There's just so much pressure to like settle down and get someone. And I think it's great if you have somebody in your life that you feel so comfortable with and that you want to share your life with. But at the same time, don't feel pressured either way, even if it's marriage. My goodness, that's a whole other podcast, isn't it? I like the romantic idea of getting married, but it's just never been in my head that it's been something that I want to do in my life. So yeah, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on that as well. Anissa has said that let's have a look. Personally, she loves babies, children, being around them, but since she was a kid herself, but she doesn't feel the need to have them herself. That's a really interesting one, isn't it? That you can actually really like children, but not want to have your own. Alex on Instagram as well, she said, when you have one and then you just get the question, shouldn't you have had another by now conversation? My goodness, that's a very popular one. Very strange one, that one. So yeah, I think in conclusion, I am turning 30. I'm not sure if I want children. I loved hearing all of your insights into this and your opinions on this. I understand both sides. And yeah, in conclusion, I think the world is all right without me bringing someone else into it right now. And that might change. Can you imagine? A year's time, I do a podcast, I'm like, I'm pregnant. That'd be funny. But yeah, if you have got children, amazing, good for you. Just make sure that in every aspects of your life, try not to judge other people too much on that, and yeah, live and let live, people, in however way you feel fit for you. So on that note, I'm gonna end here. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope you've delved into your own thought processes. And I hope this does ignite some conversations in your life with people and maybe even just make us be a little bit more sensitive to the people that are not having children or that do have children or that can't have children as well. So yeah, I'd love to still hear your thoughts on this. If you want to get in touch with me, and I will speak to you all very, very soon. Adios for now.